Telc English B2 Mock 1 Listening Comprehension Part 1 You will hear a news program. First, you will have half a minute to read the items. Then you will hear the news. You will hear the news only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus. And mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the items.
This is the news on Radio 4 with Jennifer Reynolds. The travel company Air Tours is facing legal action by holidaymakers who fell ill at a hotel in Mallorca. Nearly 50 tourists fell ill, 12 of them with a stomach bug caused by the Cryptosporidium bacteria. The source of the illness has been traced to the hotel's swimming pool, which has since been closed. Air Tours says it takes the safety and welfare of its customers very seriously and has offered all holidaymakers alternative accommodation, while the pool and other facilities are fully investigated. Experts in Iceland predict further volcanic activity may be likely after some 500 tremors were recorded last month along the Laki volcanic zone. The Fogash volcano last flared up in 1873 and caused a huge glacier meltdown, sweeping icebergs into the ocean. There have been two major volcanic discharges in Iceland in recent years, both bringing air traffic to a halt across Europe. However, scientists say that volcanic activity of that size occurs on average only every 63 years, so it is extremely unlikely we will see such a large-scale volcanic activity for several decades. A powerful earthquake has shaken parts of northeastern Japan, injuring approximately 100 people. The tremor was centered in a largely rural area on the main island of Honshu, which is located about 200 miles north of Tokyo. It measured 6.2 on the Richter scale. Electricity supplies to more than 100,000 homes were cut, and there was some structural damage to buildings. Thankfully, scientists working at the Meteorological Agency had noticed unusual geological activity in the week leading up to the quake and were able to issue a warning, which allowed many people to evacuate the affected area in good time. Fishermen in China were amazed when they caught a huge 623-kilo kaluga in their nets in the Black Dragon River in the northeast of the country. Kalugas, believed to be the largest freshwater fish in the world, are only found in this region and are on the endangered list after having been fished to near extinction in the last century. Scientists were delighted to receive a call for assistance and sent a properly equipped boat to transport the animal to the safety of a local breeding centre, which will help to ensure that the species survives. A man in Ohio found a novel solution to his problem of always being late for work. He simply changed the traffic lights on his way to work from red to green using a device he bought on the internet. Traffic engineers had noticed repeated traffic light interruptions, and a sharp-eyed official spotted the same white pickup van on the monitoring camera at each incident. Police were able to trace the vehicle and the driver was fined $300. Now, traffic officials are busy updating the system to make it foolproof in the future. When Paul Owens was watching his neighbours struggle to control their dog, He realised that their approach, scolding and punishment, was ineffective. Having a background in yoga, Owen's got the idea to incorporate yoga practice into his approach on dog training. He developed a method called Raise with Praise, which rewards positive behaviour in pets. Besides offering private training, Owens runs a charity called Paws for Peace in Los Angeles. Inner city kids learn his methods as they train dogs from animal shelters. Owens uses yoga techniques there too. If you're not in control of yourself, you can't be in control of your dog, he says. That's all for now. We'll be back again in an hour for the latest update on news. Till then.
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 1. Listening Comprehension, Part 2. You will hear a radio interview. You will hear the interview only once. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 1 minute to read the items.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Radio on BBC Radio 2. I'm your host, Gina Matthews. Our topic today is British motorists and the challenges of driving on the continent. France is one of the most popular destinations for British holidaymakers, and many still choose to take their cars rather than flying. However, according to research published today, many of these drivers are a danger to themselves and their European neighbours. In fact, more than half of all British motorists heading across the Channel will this summer break the law, within 1 mile of starting their journey without realising. Some of the problems encountered by Brits on the roads abroad are due to a lack of knowledge of foreign speed limits and drinking and driving restrictions, as well as an inability to understand non-English road signs. To talk about this today, we have Peter Norris, formerly Minister of Transport for London. Peter, do you think this is accurate?
Yes, I'm afraid I do. Unfortunately, it has been proven that British drivers really do speed up when they get over to the other side of the Channel, and on French roads in particular. They seem to think that the French care less about road safety than we do, which is not true. In addition, they are driving on the other side of the road than they are used to, so they can represent quite a threat.
Interestingly, I was talking to a French journalist just the other day, and he was telling me that when the French encounter British drivers, they find them to be polite, careful, and disciplined. I don't recognise that description of British drivers in the UK, I must say.
No, well, the surprising thing is, Gina, one of the things we do really, really well is road safety. If you look across the whole of Europe, the statistics are really staggering. We're, without a doubt, the safest drivers in Europe, even better than the Scandinavian countries who usually come out on top in most statistics.
Is that because of us or because of the cameras and the speed limits and everything else?
You know, it's us, in the sense that it's never been a political issue with either Labour and Conservative governments. They've always taken road safety very seriously and have consistently attempted to make our crowded road networks safer. But the point the research is focusing on is that when British motorists get over to the continent, something changes. Firstly, they've got the steering wheel on the wrong side of the car for the road, which makes turning corners or overtaking on country lanes much more difficult. Secondly, they start driving as fast, if not faster, than French drivers, who are much more used to the roads and the traffic. The result can, of course, be very dangerous indeed. So, I think the real lesson is just to be very, very sensible when you go abroad, particularly if you're not used to driving on the other side of the road.
Is it the case that once they go to France, the British have a tendency to allow themselves a glass or even two of wine at lunch, which they would never do here, and then they drive? Do you see that as an additional problem?
Well, Gina, you've raised an interesting point about drinking and driving. There are huge differences on that between European countries. In some East European countries, there is a zero-tolerance attitude towards drinking and driving, so either drink or drive, but certainly not both. While others, like France and Germany, are more relaxed, and you can drink a pint of beer or a glass of wine without having to fear getting into trouble with the police. In the UK, in contrast, the limit for the blood alcohol level is relatively high, but the penalties for exceeding this limit are some of the strictest in Europe.
How else has the government tried to deal with the danger of drinking and driving?
Actually, we had a campaign for decades that said, if you drink and drive, not only are you breaking the law, but you're being antisocial. Now, that was what made the difference. We managed to get the point across to people that drinking and driving is not cool. It's not something you boast about to your friends. It's simply irresponsible. It is this idea of social responsibility that really discourages people from drink driving, even more so than the threat of penalties. And that's something that perhaps other countries in Europe have woken up to now. It may be part of our culture to drink, but not when you're driving.
Peter, to go back to the point about us being polite and careful and so on in our own country, a lot of people may not recognise that because we have a terrible road rage problem here, don't we?
Indeed. The report we're talking about also included data on road rage in Europe. And it seems that your chance of being a victim of road rage is much greater in Britain than anywhere else. And I think that's quite worrying. I think it's an issue we should be looking at in more detail in the near future. However, many countries seem to have a specific driving problem of some kind or other. The bottom line is, no matter where you come from, be aware that driving culture and rules vary from country to country, and make sure to find out about them before you get behind the wheel.
That was really interesting. Thank you very much, Peter. Our listeners can now call in with their own experiences and...
Now you will have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension, Part 2. Listening Comprehension, Part 3. You will hear 5 short texts. You will hear the texts only once. Then you will have time to answer the question for each text. Decide if the statement for each of the items is true, plus, or not true, minus, and mark your answers on the answer sheet. Number 56. You hear an announcement at the Art Museum.
Welcome, art lovers. Visitors registered for the Dutch Masters Tour, please make your way to Gallery 12 now. Tickets are still available for the 12 midday Modernism Demystified and Renaissance Revival Tours, meeting in Hall 20 and Hall 42, respectively. Those of you interested in Surrealism may enjoy the Dolly's Muse Tour, which leaves from Hall 27 at 2 o'clock. Thank you for visiting the National Gallery.
Number 57. You hear this message on your answering machine.
Hello, this is Clara from Keiko Insurance. You had some questions about our Core Health and Health Plus packages. Both cover hospital charges and the cost of a private room. Optical care up to £400 per year is included in Health Plus, as is dental care, but neither provide alternative treatments such as acupuncture or physical therapy. If you would like more information on other options, please call me on the number on your display.
Number 58. You have arrived at a language school in England to start a course. The director of the school is talking to all the students.
Welcome to King's School of English in Eastbourne. I'm Claire, and I'm going to give you some general information about the school and the town and answer any questions you may have. After a short coffee break, you'll go into your classes where your teachers will tell you more about the course you've registered for so that you can make sure it's right for you. Any changes to course registrations can be made this afternoon in my office.
Number 59. You are on holiday in the southeast of England. You hear the weather forecast for the next few days.
This is the general situation for the United Kingdom reported by the Met Office on Thursday, the 31st of July. The weather fronts will bring rain to northern and western areas of the UK on Thursday, these conditions extending southeast on Friday, but the far southeast will remain dry, becoming less cloudy in the northwest with scattered showers. There will be rain in parts of southeast England before breakfast on Saturday, but otherwise plenty of dry weather during the weekend. High pressure takes charge and it will become very warm to hot. Number 60. You are at a station in England. You want to catch a train south at 12:30.
This is an important announcement for all passengers wishing to travel south today. There are no trains from this station until 12:00 due to construction work on the lines. A replacement bus service to the next station will be available for all southbound services scheduled to leave this station before noon. All northbound services will run normally. We apologise to passengers for this inconvenience.
End of Listening Comprehension Part 3. That is the end of Listening Comprehension.